With summer approaching, families who rely on school lunches have to make plans for how to fill the gap. Washington senior senator says the answer is to subsidize their grocery shopping. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer has more.
There's already a big federal program to serve lunches through the summer for kids who qualify for food subsidies. But Senator Patty Murray says those programs can be hard to access. Families have to get their kids to a central location during certain hours. Her office says just 10% of Washington children participate. So Murray wants to put a debit card in the hands of each of those families that they can use to buy food. It would work a lot like food stamps. That would help parents like Dara Savan Komavongsa, mother of two daughters. She says right now it's a constant battle to keep her kids fed in the summer.
We had to use a lot of the food banks, and tagging along your children is really, really difficult because when they're hungry, they're not going to cooperate with you, especially when their stomach is growling and burning from not having any nutrition.
Each debit card would be loaded with about $60 a month. The entire program would cost nearly $42 billion over 10 years. Murray says she'd pay for it by closing a corporate tax loophole. But the Republican-led House of Representatives will likely be cool to the idea. Just months ago, the House voted to cut billions from the federal food stamp program. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.